And now back to the news. This week sees the release of an award-winning film about a man coming to terms with blindness. The film Notes on Blindness opens this week at Cinema City, and the son of a Second World War veteran is stunned by the crowd that turned out for his father's funeral. But we begin with more new homes for Heatherset.
The design and outlay of 91 new homes planned for North Heatherset has been revealed. The homes are part of a larger 1,196-home development, which the property developer Taylor Wimpey received outline planning permission for in July 2013. The 91 new houses, in a mixture of sizes from one bedroom to five, are part of the second phase of construction, called A1 to B. The first phase, A1 to A, included 95 homes. The second phase, estate, would be accessed by a new junction off Back Lane and Churchfields, and the site would include 18 affordable homes, whatever that means. The plans include three areas of green open space. The larger scheme will include a primary school, shops, business units, a doctor's surgery, and sports pictures.
An award-winning film about a man's journey to come to terms with blindness is to get its Norwich premiere this week. Notes on Blindness will be screened at Cinema City from Friday, July the 15th, and has been co-directed by Peter Middleton, a former student of Norwich School of Art and Design, now known as Norwich University of the Arts, and James Spinney, who has links to King's Lynn. The poignant film is inspired by an audio diary created by John Hull, a writer and theologian who taught at the University of Birmingham and who lost his sight in the 1980s. He published his recordings in the book Touching the Rock. 33-year-old Mr. Middleton, whose parents Andrea and Richard live in Norwich, said, "The film charts John's period of adjustment to sight loss. What starts from a position of loss and grieving over time becomes a journey of discovery and awareness as John discovers this world beyond sight." Prior to making the 90-minute feature film, Mr. Middleton and Mr. Spinney created two short films based on Professor Hull's diary, and one received an Emmy Award. Professor Hull died aged 80 a couple of weeks into the making of the feature film, and Mr. Middleton said he hoped the film could stand as a tribute to his life and work. The film premiered at Sundance Film Festival in January and has received glowing reviews as well as awards, including the Special Jury Prize at the San Francisco Film Festival and the Innovation and Storytelling Award at the Sheffield Dockfest. Mr. Middleton said, "It's wonderful to see audiences connecting with John's story. A virtual reality experience created alongside the film has also won awards, and the filmmakers are also creating alternative soundtracks for Notes on Blindness as part of a campaign to make films more accessible to visually impaired audiences."
The son of a Second World War veteran praised the amazing crowd that turned out to his father's funeral. As a young man, Dennis Ike, who died aged 96, was dropped behind enemy lines in a bid to bring the Second World War to an early end. He was dropped at Arnhem in the Netherlands as part of the ill-fated Operation Market Garden, immortalised in the film A Bridge Too Far. The operation went disastrously wrong, and he only escaped with his life, as he was a strong swimmer and managed to swim the River Rhine in a hail of machine gun fire. His son Stuart, who is 65, wanted to invite people to his father's funeral, as his parents had very few surviving friends, and he said it would mean a lot to his mother, Madge, who's 94. And on Wednesday there was standing room only at Mr. Ike's funeral at Earlham Crematorium, as scores of civilians and military, including from the Royal Parachute Regiment in Colchester, turned out to the service. Speaking afterwards, Stuart Ike said, "It was quite amazing." Mrs. Ike, whose marriage to her husband spanned 74 years, wept as she followed the funeral cortege supported by her son. After the service, she said, "We have to give thanks to everybody. It was so kind of them to come." The Royal British Legion's Norwich branch and the Riders branch were also among those who attended.